And after serious consideration, because my good friend here, Mr. Ravi Philemon, have also indicated they have worked the ground in Yishun, well, as much as we have done in the past. And his team is ready to take on Yishun, right? In view of that, we felt that our objective have achieved in certain ways, that for the time being, I do not think that the PAP could actually carry out the intention of fielding these LGBTQ activists as a candidate in Yishun, right? And we felt that opposition unity is important. Everybody is saying that. If there's a way of reconciling, in reconciliation between parties, we are very glad that we will talk about it. And indeed, I have a several conversation with Mr. Ravi Philemon of the SG of RDU, and we have come to the conclusion, right? It is time for us actually to move on and let RDU have a clean fight in Yishun. And we have come to the agreement, right? We will not touch Yishun, allow RDU to carry on the contest in Yishun, right? Without further ado, right, I'll let Ravi, let me say, good luck to you.
Yesterday, I said that we are in talk with our partners in the opposition, in the different opposition parties. And these are the kinds of conversations that has been going on. I think in the past few days, in the past few weeks, there has been a lot of speculation if there are going to be three-cornered fights or four-cornered fights. I've even heard some people saying that there's going to be a seven-cornered fight in some other constituencies. All these are just mere speculation. There is actually very little interest for the opposition parties to have multi-cornered fights, because in the context of Singapore, that always benefits the incumbents. So conversations like what RDU has been having with PPP is ongoing with several other political parties. What's most important for the opposition parties is we want to represent the people of Singapore. We want their voices to be heard. Sometimes when all this speculation about three-cornered fight, multi-cornered fight is happening, it may make the opposition seem as though we are so full of ourselves, so full of ego, that we just want to go and contest to prove something. Prove something for what? Prove something to who? The cost is actually very high. If you take Yishun GRC as an example, it's a 5 MP GRC. The cost of contesting just the deposit alone in a 5 MP GRC is about $70,000. That's the deposit alone. And let's not forget that there are other expenses that have to be incurred when you contest even a 5 MP GRC like Yishun GRC. We have to print posters, we have to print banners, we have to print flyers and mailers to reach out to the voters. There's a lot of money that is involved. And of course, we don't want to waste $70,000 to $150,000 and just wash it down the drain just because we have big egos. I think that is the biggest lie or the biggest misleading information that anyone can give, that the opposition is so full of ego, that they are so self-serving, that they will wash down these thousands of dollars down the drain just because they want to prove something for themselves. That is not true at all. That's the first point that I want to make. The second point that I want to make is I want to thank Mr. Goh Ming Seng and PPP for conceding Yishun to Red Dot United. Both of us have walked the ground. Both of us know what our strengths are. RDU, we will do our best to win Yishun GRC for a cause that we believe in. Thank you.